Football on Off the Ball.
With Sky. Watch every single live Premier League game on Sky Sports, BT Sport and Premier Sports.
We're here with thanks to Cadbury FC, official global partner of Arsenal Football Club. OTB is back for another series of in-depth chats with some of the biggest names in Premier League and Irish football history. We'll have behind-the-scenes access, we'll be talking to some of the legendary names from the biggest clubs, and we'll be meeting the crucial people behind the scenes who make a Premier League club what it is. It's all in association with Cadbury FC, official global partner of Arsenal Football Club. Check out cadburyfc.com for updates on promotions and giveaways. And I'm delighted to say we have Robert Pires and Katie McKay with us for our chat. Katie, I might start with you. You've obviously had a front row seat, and we're going to talk about the women's team in a couple of minutes' time, but you've had a front row seat for the transformation and the fortunes of the men's team over the last couple of months. What's the change down to, do you think? Where's the good run and the good quality performances and the confidence come from?
Obviously, I think ever since Mikel has come in, he's really tried to grasp that culture of what playing for Arsenal is all about. And I think it's been evident in the last, obviously, run of games they've had. Obviously, they didn't have the start of the season they want initially, but how they've obviously overcame that and the run of form they're on is really exciting.
Yeah, Robert, that's a very important point that Katie has raised. The fact that you have a manager who understands the culture of the club. You don't have to have played for a club to understand the culture. Jurgen Klopp obviously clearly understands the culture at Liverpool, but from an Arsenal perspective, is that something that you think has stood Mikel Arteta in good stead? It has benefited him recently?
Yes, of course. I think it's very benefic for the squad. But I think it's very important to Mikel Arteta when he spoke with the players is to convince the players they have a good team, they have a good quality, they can make something tomorrow against Liverpool, of course. Liverpool is one of the favorites to win the title. But now, I think Arsenal, they have a good team to fight with Liverpool. And it's just the mentality. If the players, they are very, very positive for tomorrow, I think, yeah, they can win difficult, but they can draw with Liverpool. So this is the target for Arteta.
How good are the young players coming through, in your view, at the moment, Robert?
But, you know, when we talk Arsenal since last year, I think the two great players, the guy they come from the academy, it's Saka and Smith Rowe, because the guy, it's very talented. They have very good ability, very good technique. They can score the goals. But I love these guys because they can take responsibility. So that's why it's very... Is a great performance for both, and the team now they are for I think since 5 or 6 games they are on very good way.
It's really interesting that I think fans of all clubs, Katie, really want to see homegrown talent and one of their own. Obviously, that's where the chance come from. At Arsenal, there is also an expectation based on the quality of football that Robert and his team and the previous teams before that had, the quality of football that they played. Is that something that's expressly spoken about, you know, even in your training, that there is an Arsenal way that everybody expects you to get on the ball and to be aggressive and to take chances and to be hard-running, Katie? Is that just what the expectation is?
Yeah, I think obviously the manager has the responsibility to have that image, that vision of what the Arsenal DNA is, and it's up to us as players to implement it on how we play. I think it's important for the long-serving players in the club to kind of show new players when they come in what it is to be an Arsenal player. And I think the fabrics of that, it goes throughout the club, the first team on the men's side, the first team on the women's side, right down to both academies. And it's evident to see. You've got current academy graduates in the men's team, and you've got academy graduates in the women's side too. So it just shows the good work that Arsenal as a football club are doing.
Robert, when we were speaking about international football, you talked about how the jersey can sometimes feel heavy. I got the impression that for the last 4 or 5 seasons around Arsenal, some of the players felt like the Arsenal jersey was heavy and the relationship with the fans wasn't great. It seems like, and it's very, very early days, but it seems like on the back of the two players you've spoken about and the manager and his link with the fans at the moment, that things are changing, not fast, but that things are definitely changing and heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I think Mikel Arteta, I don't know why, but I want to speak with him, but he changed something in the squad. Maybe the mentality, something, but something new, what's happened in the dressing room. And it's very positive because, you know, when you say something to the players, but the question is the player, they can receive the message from the manager. And now I think the feeling is very good. Of course, we talk about the young players, but when you have the player like Lacazette or Aubameyang, it's very, very interesting for the mix between the young players and the player. They have a lot experience.
Is that something that you think longer term that Arteta is getting to grips with? Because we don't know what the summer will bring, what Christmas will bring in terms of new signings. Lacazette is out of contract at the end of the season. So it's an ability now that we've seen from Arteta. He can get the young players through. He can get the more experienced players to play, that here is a manager that the club should commit to for the next couple of seasons.
I think the most important is the relation between the players and the manager. And I repeat, but Mikel Arteta, he find a new solution. He put the responsibility on his shoulder for some players. Lacazette is, for me, is very good. They have a very good mentality. He's very a good professional. I know him. He can help the team because it's a striker. He wants always to help the team, to help the young players. But I think the relation between Mikel Arteta and Edu, I said, finally, they find a good solution. So I'm very happy about this, yes.
Okay, so that's the foundational point for everything, because if Edu and the manager, if the director of football, let's take the people out of it, if the director of football is signing players who the manager doesn't want at any club, that's a disaster. And if the manager isn't getting the players he wants, then, you know, it's not going to be successful. But they're simpatico, are they?
But you know, and Kathy, you know, it's very difficult to find the players because now the market is very expensive. Because if you want to player, you need to spend, I don't know, 40 or 50 million pounds. It's very difficult. So that's why they spend a lot of money for Ben White. He comes from Brighton and he's a very good defender. And I like him because he's English. And this guy, he can put the English spirit on the field. So we need the player like this. But I repeat always, especially for the fans, relax. Mikel Arteta, he needs the time. Because I believe on him, because he have a good philosophy. He worked with Arsene Wenger. He worked with Pep Guardiola. I saw so many times the session training. It's very good. So we need to be relaxed with Mikel Arteta.
And while we're getting carried away, Joe, Jason Knight reminds me a little bit of young Roy Keane. But while we're in full buzz at the moment, I think I'll just throw that in there and heap unnecessary pressure on the show.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
Keep the faith. Katie, you obviously have been around the club as the roller coaster season that the men's team have been having. Is there a spillover, like, in terms of the fans? Because you guys, the women's team, have been absolutely sensational, top of the table at the moment. Has there been a spillover in terms of how the fans are approaching your side? Or is it actually just kind of completely separate in terms of the support of the men's and the women's team at the moment?
This is a bit of tongue-in-cheek now, but when the men aren't doing so well, all the men supporters kind of come over to our side when we are doing well and jump on the bandwagon. But we don't mind that. Now, look, obviously, it's always not great when we see the men not doing the best they can do. But for us, it's obviously to remain focused on ourselves and what we do and how we can keep Arsenal to the top on the women's side of things. But now we do maybe get some more fans when the men's aren't doing so well, but we don't mind that, as I said.
a rising tide lifts all boats, though, because obviously the men's team have been doing quite well recently. So has that also, does that change just generally the mood music around the place and how people are skipping into work on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, of course. The atmosphere around the training ground is always a little bit more relaxed when both sides are doing well. I said to Robert just off air there that I'd ran into Rob Holden and all their spirits are relaxed and ready to go into the Liverpool game on the weekend. So it's good to have that connection with the first team, and they always like to check in on and see how we're doing as well. So I think it's a really healthy thing to have that, yeah, to have that communication on both sides.
Yeah, those training sessions that you've seen in the past, Robert, the quality of football that the manager's trying to play, it is actually important at a club like Arsenal that they do try and play really good football. Like, for whatever reason, Arsenal fans rightly believe that they're going at the weekends to be part of a continuum, and that stretches back to really to the arrival of Wenger in many respects. So it's important that Arteta is able to build a team that plays good quality football, the DNA that Katie was talking about, and you can't do that overnight. Even Klopp took time to get things right at Liverpool.
Yes, I think this is the philosophy of Arsenal. I think for the women, it's the same philosophy. The most important, of course, is to try to play a good and a well football. Sometimes it's not. But his philosophy, especially during the session training, I remember with Arsene Wenger, I was like this. And I think, and I know, with Mikel Arteta, sorry, is the same. So, of course, I told you, training and games is not the same because the pressure is not the same. But we need to try during the session training. So that's why we work for this for every day. And when you are on the field for the competition, of course, the pressure is not the same, but we need to try to play football because this is ADN for Arsenal. And I think the fans now, they are very happy because we won, but we play well. And this is the for me, when I watch the game on TV, it's the most important because I'm happy now, of course.
Yeah, and look, that was my last question to you, Robert. What constitutes progress? Because we keep hearing football is a results business, but actually, if the team is progressing and making steps forward so that they might be able to be competitive if they keep going this direction, that's the right thing to do as opposed to no Champions League, off you go, sacked. That doesn't make any sense. What would progress be for you?
But why not the Champions League? Yes, I said yes, because this is the target for Arsenal, because this is the objective, because we talk about Arsenal. Why not? So I think now the player, they need to put on his head, we will try, we can make it. Because tomorrow, this is a good test. Imagine, if we won tomorrow, this is a great result. But we need always to think about the best position. And the best position is to play the Champions League. I don't know why, but I have a good feeling this season for Arsenal, of course.
It would be
always I'm positive.
Yeah, it turns out that's true. It's a good attitude to have in life. And I think if we all lived in Ibiza as well, I think we might all be fairly positive too. Robert, it's been
maybe the sun, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, it's definitely better there than it is here. Robert, it's been brilliant spending time with you. Thanks so much. You've been so generous.
It's my pleasure.
We're really looking forward to catching up with you again sometime. We're going to talk in great detail with Katie about the women's football
team. See you, Katie.
And how they're going.
See you, Robert.
Good luck for this weekend.
We're here with thanks to Cadbury FC, official global partner of Arsenal Football Club. You can also check out cadburyfc.com for updates on promotions and giveaways. Stay tuned to the OTB social channels for more.
Football on Off the Ball.
With Sky. Watch every single live Premier League game on Sky Sports, BT Sport and Premier Sports.